jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke, or even a curse.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbours, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Good morning. It's KCHW 102.7 and Scott and Val Save the Universe across the internet. So, did you forget your mic anyways?
No, it was on.
Okay. You're looking confused. All right. We're getting started this
morning. I was confused when you said I forgot my mic. I'm like, I think you can hear me.
All right. Well, I jumped in there. I told you to start the show, but I didn't want to start off with dead air. So.
Oh, okay. I was confused because I was just ready to talk and then you started talking. I was like, okay.
That's what we call it, show start panic.
I gotcha.
All right. Kicking it off. And it is kind of scary today because it is show number 13.
How are we?
I think we're okay. Everything so far is good. I hope I didn't wake up Chuck. I sent him a message and said, I can't get levels out of the station again because we've had problems the past couple weeks. And as soon as I said it, all the meters started working properly. As soon as I sent it to him. So I'm sorry if it woke him up.
Well, I sent you a message because you had said, you know, what you'd sent me was color coded and I clicked the wrong thing and I'm like, there's no color coding. and then I found the right one. So we were both, you know what? Ken would have lots of fodder for panic time today because we've both already panicked this morning.
All right. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, but I still get nervous at the start of a show because you want everything to go right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think maybe because you run all everything behind the scenes, because I never get nervous, but I don't have to do anything but show up.
Most people have a producer and somebody running the gear for them. And let's see if I count right now. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That doesn't need to be open. 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 12 programs open, and I'm not going to shut the one that doesn't need to be open. It's a web design software, and it steals a ton of resources. So just shutting it down can make the whole show go.
So it is what it is now.
It is. All right. A couple news things I want to throw out real quick, Val. Of course, I'm sure if you were really tracking March Madness, you know this, but Wolverines beat the University of Connecticut last night, 69-63 to win the 2026 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Michigan's first national title in 37 years, Val. 37 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It was all despite the game being called some of the worst shooting in Madness history.
Oops. When you're the worst but still the best, what does that say?
Yeah. All right. And then a little notice I want to give. This is a new story strictly from Scott, because you might have more than one Facebook page, or you might manage a few Facebook pages. And I just want to point this out because this was a really good phishing attempt. I checked it out because it just didn't seem legit. If you have more than one Facebook page, you get this thing called Meta Business. And me and Val, it is the bane of our existence. Right, Val?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. It's some horrible stuff. So it's just a horrible site. But I got a message through it, so from Meta, from Facebook, saying that I ran an ad that was not legal and I needed to reach out and contact them and do some verification. Well, I just did a fake commercial, so I kind of got sucked in a little bit. But I did check it, and it wasn't real. But it looked so legit. Actually came through the Meta system with Meta on the guy's name. And
wow.
But when I actually clicked that person, he had one follower. It's a good sign.
They just get more and more sophisticated with the scams. We had someone who did all their due diligence, thought that they had covered every base. They talked to experts. They talked to their bank because they were getting a car from out of state, like a classic car. I mean, they did everything you would expect somebody to do. Everything looked so legitimate, from the guy to the escrow company that they were supposed to put their money in, to all the paperwork to buy this car. So legitimate. $22,000 they were scammed out of.
No.
Yes. No. And so it's just... It was the most sophisticated thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow. It's crazy.
All right, Val, what is on our show today? I know we got some goodies.
We do. We have Whacked Out Weather with Alan Two Shoes Milani. We have Joe from Ski by the Sea Entertainment News. And we have Weekend Sports Shorts with Nigel. Odd News. Scott has a fake commercial. And our newest skit, Future News, is just minutes away.
Directly followed by what we should have started with, Panic Time.
Oh, so good. Yes.
Hey, Val, will you do our new followers? I just want to do a quick check and make sure we're broadcasting in all of our streams. All right.
Okay. Our new followers this week are Tiffany, Sue, Paru, Norma, Robert, AD, Derek, Joe, Donnie, Tammy, KJ, Chris, and Chris again. Thank you guys for following us this week. And yeah, just please say hi too on whatever platform you're listening on, and let us know you're there and what you think of the show.
All right.
If it's kind and constructive.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's constructive, it doesn't have to be that kind to say you guys shouldn't do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got some new glasses for today. I forgot to put them on. I was going to try them out. Let's see what Val thinks. And you guys can like vote on Facebook, new glasses, because I usually don't wear ones like this. What do you think, Val?
Oh, you know, it's very retro kind of, you know, but that's such a huge style, is kind of those black frame glasses and stuff. I like it.
See,
yes.
The gray on the bottom. Does it make me look smarter? Because that's what I'm going for.
Oh, yes. I think it just increased your IQ by a good 20, 25 points.
She's lying to me again. All right. Speaking
of... You know, sometimes you just got to tell them what they want to hear.
Speaking of lies, this is a big one for Val's fans. It's what Val thought about in the shower this morning.
All right. Shower thoughts for today. If you're rich enough, the entire museum is a gift shop.
I like that. Trump would buy it and plate everything in fake gold.
I guess the shops that sell his merch, though, are suffering right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that. I have a bit I'm working on, and it's things Donald Trump could ruin with his name. Okay, so we're working on this for next week. I only have a couple. But this is the one I kind of like the most so far, was Mount Trumpmore. All the heads will be him.
Oh, can't we just do Trump less?
All right, keep going with your shower thoughts. I'll shut up.
All right, the reason we think we are so funny is because we have the same sense of humor as ourselves.
Or your sister.
As your sister, or your yes. Sister. All right, next shower thought this morning. The upside down to owning a Jeep is that you never have to wash it, because if it gets dirty, you look just more legit.
I used to have like the jacked up Excursion, and my wife would drive it around and get it all muddy. Well, the ex. and she, or I would drive it around and get it all muddy, and then she'd drive it, and she said all the guys would look at her in this big jacked up truck all covered in mud.
Well, that's, I never understand. Like, they have the Jeep parade and they've washed their Jeeps down and polished them and stuff. It's like, you should be more, you know, more dirt and mud you have on that, prouder you should be.
Yeah. Yeah. That was always my goal when I go out mud and you can't see any paint left on the car, or you didn't do a good job.
Exactly. I have a picture I took one year, just because it was like the perfect setting, but I took a picture of the rear view mirror from inside the Jeep because it was just caked with mud. I thought that was,
that's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
It must require at least, by the way, it must require at least 3 washes when you're done mudding, or you didn't do it
right. Oh,
yeah.
Or you didn't do it right. Yeah. And you know, you've got to clean the floorboards too, because there's mud in there if you did it right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Next shower thought. Losing a tooth as a child is exciting and financially rewarding. Losing a tooth as an adult is horrifying and expensive.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Next one. Lollipops make you eat flavored saliva.
Now, you think too much in the shower.
I disgusted myself with that thought.
That's why I use Jolly Ranchers.
Okay. Next one. And this one's going to blow your mind. All shoes are a foot long, despite the actual length of your feet.
Okay. Courtesy laugh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pity laugh. Okay. And finally, my last shower thought for today. Many people like Scott are dealing with baldness twice in their lives.
Yeah. I had hair like yours, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah. And you know, I would say the good thing is that on this show, you cannot tell that you've lost some hair.
It's nice.
From the camera angle.
Yeah, yeah. I took a pill. And
not the one that you
Not the blue one I usually take. And
I just want to say something so bad.
Literally 3/4 of my hair fell out in 6 weeks and they never warned me. Is that a lawsuit?
Wow. You would think it'd be somewhere in the list of 150 possible side effects.
I think so. I think. Well, and if I would have read it, but I'm always afraid to read the side effects because it makes me, what do they call that? When you get
like a hypochondriac.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Maybe. I'm worried about it. So that qualifies. All right.
Exactly.
All right, Val. Easter just happened, right? And I have everything I learned from the Easter Bunny this year.
Aw, you guys are on speaking terms again?
We are. All right. First thing he told me, don't put all your eggs in one basket, Scott.
Especially as much as you trip and fall.
And when I got angry, he said, hey, everyone needs a friend who's all ears.
Oh, that's bad.
And I was still kind of sad, and he says, there's no such thing as too much candy.
Oh, I have to agree with him there.
Is that what rabbits do? And then he told me all work and no play can make you a basket case. And then he said, Scott, let your happy thoughts multiply like rabbits.
Good advice right there.
It's working. The grass is always greener in someone else's basket. Important thing. Important one. Probably one of the wisest things the Easter Bunny told me. Some body parts are floppy.
Oh, and they can be. And it's considered, you know, really good if you're a bunny.
Yeah. And the last one, and I'm going to share this with the ladies. Remember, a cute little tail attracts a lot of attention. Wise words from the Easter Bunny. All right, we're going to go back and forth on these. These are peeves that your dogs hate about humans. And Val, you get to start with potty humor.
Blaming your farts on me, not funny. Not funny at all.
Yeah, yeah. All right, more peeves about dogs. Take me for a walk, then not let me check stuff out. Exactly whose walk was it? That's a good one.
That is a good one. Oh, this is what Charlie, our dog, thinks. Any tricks that involves balancing food on my nose, stop it.
Just cruel. Yeah. any haircut that involves bows or ribbons, you know why we chew your stuff up now. Poor poodles.
Oh, the sleight of hand, fake fetch throw. You fooled a dog. Woohoo. Good for you. What a proud moment for the top of the food chain.
He told you. Take me to the vet for the big snip, then act surprised when I freak out every time we go back. Same thing happened with my doctor.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Oh, getting upset when I sniff the crotch of your pants? Sorry, but I haven't quite mastered that handshake thing yet.
I like that. Dog sweaters, hello. Haven't you noticed the fur?
Oh, our last dog thought for today. How you act disgusted when I lick myself? Look, we both know the truth. You're just jealous.
Wow. Things that made your dog angry. You ready for my fake commercial, Val?
I am ready.
Do you think people are ready for my fake commercial?
Well, that's, you know, remains to be seen, but, you know.
So I did want...
Everybody has a distinct sense of humor.
That's right. So I... And apparently a couple people have mine, because I was really excited that it's only been up like a day and a half and I got a couple thousand views on it. So I was really excited about that. And that's like pouring gasoline on an idiot like me. If I do something stupid and you go, yay, Scott, you did something stupid, I'm going to do 100 more. So I was out in the woods.
Don't encourage him.
Yeah. I was out in the woods and I was tracking a moose and I did a video on that. It went over really well. And I was actually outside painting and had the idea of something I saw in the bathroom that day and came up with this fake commercial. It's in 9x16 for a cell phone. So I kind of want to get Val's expressions. So I'm going to leave it on this screen. Okay, here we go. This one is called Tiny Comb. Enjoy. And if you're listening on the radio today, you want to go to our Facebook page at some point today and catch the visuals on this. And you wouldn't have to thumb through the whole show. We've got this one up as a single short that is only 2 minutes long. All right, here we go. Tiny Comb. Hey guys, it's Scott from Scott and Val Save the Universe, taking another one of my luxurious walks through the woods, which gives me a chance to talk about something that's really important to me, and I think guys around the world, because as guys, we know that women could really give a hoot about our personal needs, especially when it comes to our personal grooming needs. That is, until today. Men grow hair like rabid dogs every day. And we try to hide it. My friends, that's why we need Tiny Comb. That's right, Tiny Comb.
Tiny Comb.
Yes, Tiny Comb. You can put Tiny Comb anywhere.
Tiny Comb.
You can hide Tiny Comb anywhere.
Tiny Comb.
It's so small.
Tiny Comb.
The Tiny Comb was invented at the Rogue Frequency Network Laboratories by Nigel, our superior AI mind.
It's time for me!
Nigel took the world's largest banana comb and, using a shrink ray, turned it into the world's smallest banana comb. Way to go, Nigel. Tiny Comb.
Tiny Comb.
It's so small.
Win Scott's precious tiny comb. Details on how to enter to win in the comments section of this video. Warning, keep tiny comb out of the reach of small children. Never use tiny comb around the ears, mouth, nose, or face. Tiny comb is extremely flammable. Never drop tiny comb. Never taunt tiny comb.
Tiny comb. Tiny comb. Tiny comb.
For all your hair, you just can't bear. Put a tiny comb in your underwear.
Tiny comb for me.
Tiny comb for you.
Tiny comb.
It for women too.
It's so small.
It's so small.
Oh, it's not for this woman, though. There ain't no way that tiny comb is going through this hair.
No, no. And in fact, when you first came on the camera, if I go back to January when we started the show, your hair was only on your shoulders.
You know, I think I have been taking a collagen supplement, and I don't know if maybe that's why.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, I know that I have to trim my brain, my bangs, like, or trim my brain too, trim my bangs every couple weeks. So,
all right, we've got Ken Owens and Panic Time just about 10 minutes away. We also have some future news, and I don't want to run late, Val. So let's real quick. I had this, and I think you'll enjoy it, so I don't want to skip it. It's your secret natural talent according to your zodiac sign. So if you've got a birthday like Val that falls between March 21st and April 19th, you are an Aries, and that means you have the gift of inspiration. And I would say that about my sister, too. She's very inspiring to people. Aries are all about forward motion, taking chances, so it's not surprising that without any effort on their part, they inspire people. And would you like?
Wow.
I thought Gemini fit me pretty good.
Oh, it fits you to a T. So Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, you have the gift of language. You can talk to anyone, anywhere, and at any time. Oh, so true.
And I don't even need them to be able to talk back to me. Let's keep going.
It's all about you talking.
That's right. It's Trump derangement syndrome. All right, Taurus, you have the gift of culinary arts. I was expecting to say anger. Val, tell us about Cancers.
All right, Cancer, this is Brad, my husband. June 21st to July 22nd, a gift of understanding. You may not be a psychologist by trade, but you're certainly an unpaid one for your friends and family.
All right. Leo,
I always tell him, and maybe that's, I don't know. I always tell him he takes on everybody else's problems. And I think it's because he, you know, is that one that, understands people, what people are going through or whatever, and is very in touch with that. So yeah, sometimes he takes on other people's problems in that process though.
You know, and one thing I'm always going to love your husband for is, and you know the situation, I was going through a tough time within the past few years, and Brad gave me the best words of wisdom, emotional support, uplifting, all that packed into one, and then I think maybe anybody has my entire life. So there you go. And it impressed me for a big truck-driving logger guy that he is so sensitive. It's awesome. There you go.
He is. Sometimes he's more sensitive than I am, but that, I think, is the difference between Cancer and Aries.
There you go.
In a nutshell.
All right, we got to hurry up. Virgo, gift of accuracy. Libra, gift of justice, because they do the scales. Val, Scorpio and Sagittarius?
Is Scorpio's gift of achievement. Sagittarius, gift of happiness. Ooh, yeah.
Capricorn, gift of dedication, gift of confidence for Aquarius, and Pisces have the gift of creativity.
Okay.
All right.
I know that's definitely true for my son, Matt, and his music. He's very creative in that way. So, yeah.
All right. And that fits him. All right. Let's move along this morning. Always fun, always goofy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in! 5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have hit time! And now it's time for
Future News with Scott and Val!
Future News with Scott and Val!
All right, we have set the coordinates for time warp, and we are on April 7th, 2056. Future News, my sister Val, kicks it off, and we are aging wonderfully.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
We haven't aged in 30 years.
I know, it's awesome.
All right, April 7th, 2056. The federal government has officially replaced the IRS with a fully automated system that simply reads your thoughts to determine what you owe. Officials say the new MindTax program scans financial intent, hidden income, and that one time you said, they'll never notice this. Early users report being charged for things that they only consider doing, including one man billed for thinking about starting a side hustle for 3 years. Officials say compliance is at an all-time high because you can run from taxes, but apparently not from your own brain.
You mean you can see into my mind?
Yes.
And?
It amazes me how you manage to live in anything that small.
Typical IRS. California startup has introduced self-driving shopping carts that follow customers around the store and offer real-time judgment on your purchases. The carts use AI to suggest healthier options, cheaper alternatives, and occasionally just whisper, "Really?" When certain items are added, one shopper reported abandoning their cart after it loudly announced, "This is your third frozen pizza today." Right. My shopping cart yesterday called me too fat. And then he said this.
"The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn."
You know, I think husbands sometimes do that job for you.
Ooh.
Who needs an AI self-driving shopping cart when your husband walks behind you and says, "Really? You really think you need that?"
Oh, and yeah, we do that. All right.
Oh. All right. Next, in 2056, a new social media platform has launched where users can only post things they actually mean. The app uses advanced AI to detect sarcasm, exaggeration, and fake enthusiasm, automatically rewriting posts into brutally honest statements. You know, Trump does not need this at all. Early adopters say it's refreshing, but socially devastating. With one user's post changing from "had a great time tonight" to "I stayed for 20 minutes and wanted to leave immediately." The platform is gaining popularity, but mostly among people with nothing left to lose.
Oh.
You have hate mail. You have more hate mail. Your hate mail box is full.
Oops. All right.
Oops.
Future sports. Oh, where's Nigel? Major Baseball League has announced robot umpires that not only call balls and strikes, but also provide commentary on player decisions. During a recent game, one batter struck out and was immediately informed by the system statistically that swing was a mistake. Players have filed complaints saying the robots are technically accurate, but emotionally unnecessary. And now a word from a robot umpire.
"Don't you know what it means to be the referee?"
"Of course I do. It means I'm on the ball side."
They are on the ball side. That makes sense. All right.
It does. A tech company has unveiled a new feature that allows people to replay their dreams in full cinematic detail the next morning. While marketed as entertainment, users report unintended consequences, including relieving stress dreams, awkward moments, and one extremely vivid dream about forgetting pants in public that now feels legally binding.
I hate those dreams. What about pay-per-view?
Pay-per-view, pay-per-view anyone? Some dreams would be, you know, instant horror classics, and others comedies.
Mine would not be at the theater.
I'll do it in your dreams.
Let me give you the same advice my father gave me, all right? Give up hope. Look at me. Dreams are for suckers. Ain't no future for you.
No future for you either.
All right. Education schools have replaced detention with real-world simulations where students who misbehave are dropped into virtual environments like customer service jobs, rush hour traffic, or family group chats. Early reports show dramatic improvements in behavior of the kids, especially after one student spent 2 hours trying to cancel a subscription with no customer support options. Hate that. Educators say it builds character in teachers and teaches kids exactly how exhausting adulthood really is. All right, let's find out.
So where is it?
Where's my food?
That's when you work at fast food.
I really think that this should actually come true for the future.
I think it would be brilliant.
I hope you gave somebody an idea.
Okay. All right. Make that happen.
All right. And finally today, April 7th, 2056, scientists have created a translation device that allows humans to understand what pets are actually thinking. We told you a little earlier if you caught that skit. While initially celebrated, the rollout has led to an unexpected emotional consequence. Dogs reportedly express constant love and excitement, while cats have been described as deeply critical observers. One cat allegedly communicated, "I only tolerate you," before just walking away.
That's kind of true. Dogs are always obnoxiously lovey. Cats, obnoxiously cruel. Yeah, they're cruel.
You made the cat angry. You do not want to make the cat angry.
Where's my food?
That's the main thought you get from them.
Where's my food?
Oh.
All right. Hey, I think I smell something funny. What do you think it is?
Ooh, could it be? Could it be panic time?
I think it
Owens?
Could be panic time. And before we get there,
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
It's true. Here we go.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Hey, you kids, get out of my yard, Owens.
And welcome to the show, the one and only Mr. Ken Owens.
Good morning, everyone. Well, you know, it's another week. It's Tuesday. We survived the weekend. We all know what the weekend was, right?
Yep. Easter.
It was Easter.
Yeah, if you didn't know, just look at Ken's backdrop today. Oh, yeah. A fridge full of eggs.
He laid a lot of eggs.
Wait a minute. What is behind me is actually what's in all of your homes. Yes. I mean, we all had a great time, right? Okay. Everyone, you know, no one needs to panic. Wait. Easter is over. It is time to panic. I mean, okay. So you had the whole family over. 3 grandkids, 2 great grandkids, everybody. Big Easter dinner, big Easter hunt. Well, everyone loves a good Easter hunt, don't they? But wait. That's 12 eggs per kid. Plus, you know, you have to make extra, you know, for the potato salad. Well, I got to have more eggs for the deviled eggs. Oh, now your refrigerator. Oh, it's 64 eggs. What are you going to do with 64 eggs? I mean, you've got deviled eggs. You've got potato salad. You've got eggs stacked behind eggs like some kind of protein apocalypse.
And the smell.
Oh,
this is where the panic starts, everybody. I mean, you've got so many eggs, you don't even have room for your food anymore. No one wanted to take them home. Your grandkids have all left. Your family's all left. But you are left with what? This. This is what your house looks like. And then you start doing, what do I do? I mean, I've got all these eggs. I mean, how long do eggs last? I mean, you're starting to do they turn green? Do they smell? What do you do? Oh, so what you do is you go, hey, okay, I've got all these eggs here. I'm going to make up a lot of deviled eggs. Here you go. So you go and, you know, you got your plate of eggs and you go over, ding dong. Hey, we don't do this enough. Anyway, we were thinking about you guys. Hope you had a great holiday. Anyway, here are some deviled eggs. We were just thinking of you. And they're like, you've got what? And as they slowly open their door, you see what's behind me at their house. And they're like, no, thank you. We don't want any deviled eggs. We have enough eggs of our own. I mean, then what do? Then they're thinking, uh-oh, this is like, those are the egg people. Are those the same people that leave those zucchinis on our porch every year? Oh, they're also the zucchini people. And then you go home and your husband's like, oh, they didn't want them. What are you going to do with all this? Anyway, you're starting to think, well, maybe we could put them and plant them in the backyard. We'll just throw them out in the backyard. Well, unfortunately, as you were talking before, your dog loves bringing those eggs back in. But now they're not just eggs. They're a mess on your floor. And, you know, you've got... Oh my God, the dog's now involved. You've got this mess all over your house. Then they're starting to rot. They smell. I mean, what do you do? I'm going to tell you what you do. When no one's watching, throw it out. Get rid of it. You're not going to eat all those eggs. What do you guys think?
I was hoping.
Poor trash man when he has to pick them all up.
Oh, I mean, you got the big garbage bag. We talked about going down the thing with the garbage guy in the row. Anyway, so then, yes, you just, everyone, my advice is throw them away. Because, well, you want to know why you throw them out? Because you're never going to eat all those. You're going to save your house. You can put food back in your refrigerator. But hey, everyone, stop panicking. Remember, Easter is 363 days away. The kids will be back. More eggs. So, hey, you're only getting rid of them for a little while. They'll be back. Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time. And, hey, happy Easter. Now you need to panic.
You know, Ken, you had me at zucchini people.
Those zucchini people. I'm not a zucchini person.
Good.
No, I'm the one that, you know, I shut the door. I'm like, oh, thank you. Or you look out the little peephole, you know, and you're like, it's the Nelsons. They've got zucchinis. But real zucchini people, what they do is they come to your house and they just put them on the porch. And then they ring the doorbell like some kid game and they run away. And you're opening the door and you're like, eh. You're like, you look around, then you look down.
It's worse than a religious visit. Because there's nobody there and they left a zucchini.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be so happy. We have a neighbor that brings a zucchini and I love it. I'd be the odd one out. Bring me your zucchini. I'll make zucchini boats and zucchini lasagna. I'm all about it.
Wow, you're the only person to ever say that.
You've set it up. You're going to find zucchini stacked against your door like they're building a pyramid.
I hope so.
Anyway, that's what you should do. Just throw the eggs out. You're never going to be able to eat them all. Maybe save one or two. But otherwise than that, anyway, thank you. This is Ken with Panic Time.
There you go. Ken Owens with Panic Time, his stinkiest episode yet.
That absolutely stunk.
In a good way, though, but in a very good way. Don't take that wrong.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yes, don't take it wrong.
I can't believe you said that, Val. Wow. All right. Moving along with the show, me and Val do this thing each week, or, well, once in a while, I shouldn't say each week, called Answer Wrong and Win. And what we do is I have these Answer Wrong and Win questions that you have to give a wrong answer to. And I feed it to Val, and then I choose my answers as well. We meet here on the radio, and we see who had the best choices. All right. Now, unfortunately, Val's only had since about 9:45 my time. So like 6:45 this morning to take care of this. So
I did not take care of it at all because we were talking and getting different things ready for the show.
Oh.
So I just looked at them like 2 seconds ago. So you're going to win today.
Okay.
But we'll see what I can come up with.
All right. Maybe you just have to fly by the seat of your pants. First answer wrong and win question was, and I'll give you mine and then you can give me, that'll give you some extra time. And then you can give me what comes into your little brain. I mean, your big brain.
Yeah, all my big brain.
And pro in college basketball, what is the court made of? I couldn't decide on just one. First was cheese, because that's kind of obvious. And then I thought, hey, what about IKEA flooring that hasn't been tightened?
Sounds dangerous.
What about recycled gym teacher whistles?
Oh, dangerous again.
Yes. Hardwood.
My answer.
Hardwood, but emotionally softwood. I'm not done yet.
Okay, I thought you were talking like you had two possible.
No,
answers.
I got a whole bunch.
I didn't know. Okay,
I'm trying to see if I can steal yours by the time I get there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hardwood, but emotionally softwood. And by the way, this is, what are the basketball courts made out of? Old cafeteria tables glued together. That's actually pretty good.
Right. Well, they could be glued with just the gum underneath them.
All right. In pro and college basketball, what are the court made of? The gum? Yeah, they just stick there. Whatever Home Depot had on clearance.
Okay.
And the last thing that pro and college basketball courts are made of, the shattered dreams of benched players.
That was the best.
All right.
Was the best.
And what did you come up with?
I came up with two just on the fly. One was, and this, I'd actually written these two down before we started. So my one answer was rubber.
Okay. Extra bouncy.
To help them bounce that ball.
Yeah.
And then the other was glue.
Ooh. Nobody's going anywhere. This is the most boring game of basketball. I wish these guys would move. Right. Next one, a little tougher. I struggled.
I was going to say, when they say plant your feet, that's what they meant.
Yeah. Name a person whose face you'll see on Mount Rushmore. I chose Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
I just if I could put anybody else's face, I couldn't decide who it would be. It was a toss up between William Shatner and Nicolas Cage, but I'd really kind of see Captain Kirk up there. So,
okay. My answer was Kristi Noem. She was the governor of South Dakota, and those lips would make an interesting carving.
Go watch that R-rated comedy movie, Team America, and think about that again.
Okay.
All right. You can fast forward to it until you get to the Mount Rushmore scene, but you should do it. Just saying. And if you've seen that show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. What's something people put on a birthday cake that needs blowing out? And I chose Grandma's vape cloud.
That's good.
See if you can beat that one, Val.
I was going to say blow the saliva off that people left when they blew the candles out.
Oh, it's a slippery cake. What was the name of the star on the sitcom I Love Lucy? I chose Kevin. Pretty sure it was Kevin.
Almost sure it was Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, this is probably too close to home, or too close to the truth, but I was going to say Ethel.
Ethel. Oh, that's pretty close. Yeah. Name something you use to raise the volume on a television. I said my voice yelling, "What?" repeatedly.
I was going to say my husband listening to a video while I'm trying to watch television because that's the way you change the volume around here.
Wouldn't he just turn up his volume then too, though, and just it creates this vicious circle?
It does. Vicious circle.
Vicious circle. All right. We are headed for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have weather with the one and only Alan Milani bringing you a little whacked out weather. Also, want to tell you that we are on episode 13 of this show. Seems like we should be a little further.
Lucky number.
Lucky number 13. Today, live on KCHW, YouTube, and Facebook, their pages and their Twitch page, plus our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch pages. We're broadcasting like 6 locations at once, plus replays on all those channels with shorter clips. Where can you watch our shorts, Val?
You can watch our shorts on Instagram.
Okay.
I believe you've posted some there. You can watch them on YouTube.
Yes. YouTube has a new channel called YouTube Shorts, and we're a big deal there, almost.
Right. We're a big, big deal.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
This total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.